Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I ask that as we study the church, that you will help us to understand your great plan for us.
当我们学习教会这个主题的时候，求你帮助我们能够了解你为我们所预备的伟大的计划。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Our topic for this week and next week is probably the least comfortable for modern Christians.
这个星期跟下个星期，我们教会这个主题可能是对现代的基督徒让他们最不舒服的一个话题。
And I think it's a very important topic, and it has become more important because of COVID.
这是一个很重要的话题，因为这个新冠病毒呢，这个就更加的重要。
Some of what I'm going to say these 2 weeks, you probably won't like.
这两个星期我要讲的，可能你不会太喜欢。
If I am honest, I won't like some of what I'm going to say.
如果就是坦率的讲，其实我对自己所要讲的，我也不会很喜欢。
Because truthfully, I like sitting at home being comfortable.
那个真相就是，其实我也喜欢待在家里，很舒服的这么听讲道。
But understanding the church is very important.
但是呢，了解教会的真意是非常重要的。
And so for 2 weeks, we're going to be looking at the phrase from the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church.
所以呢，未来两今这周跟下个周，我们就会来看我信独一神圣大公使徒的教会。
Now, I will explain more about Catholic later, but so that I don't lose you before I even get started, let me explain the word Catholic real quick.
让我很快的来解释一下这个 Catholic, 就是这个大公是什么意思。
Otherwise, you might quit listening even before I go any further.
也许不然的话我还没讲你们就可能都跑走开了。
Catholic does not mean Roman Catholic.
这个 Catholic 这个词不是讲罗马天主教。
Catholic means universal, the whole church.
它是表示说是普世性的全体的教会，普世性的教会。
So when we say I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, we mean I believe in the entire body of Christ.
它当我们说我们相信神圣大公教会，就是相信这个整体的教会是包括所有基督徒的这个基督教会。
And the truth that we'll be looking at today and next week is you and I are part of a body.
真实的情况就是你和我是身体的一部分。
Many Christians really do not think of that as part of what it means to be Christian.
有很多基督徒并不认为这个其实是基督成为基督徒的一部分的定义。
They would say, I'm a Christian.
他们会说我是基督徒。
And that is very important.
那个是很重要的。
Then, this direction, I am part of a church, but that is optional.
但是呢，我是教会的一部分呢，是这个横向的，那个是一个就是一个可选择的，可有可无的。
The vertical relationship is important.
他说这个竖向的，就是跟神的这个关系是很重要的。
The horizontal relationship is optional.
但是呢，这个平行的，这个横向的关系呢，是一个可以选择的，可有可无的。
What I'm going to be saying over the next 2 weeks is...According to the New Testament, this relationship, horizontal, is part of this relationship.
根据新约呢，这个横向的关系也是这个竖向关系其中的一部分。
And so I say we are part of a body.
所以呢，我讲的是我们是一个身体的一部分。
Together, we are part of the body of Christ.
就是一起，我们是一个身体的一部分。
Now,This is increasingly important, I think, because of what has happened over the last year.
因为去年，从去年所发生的一切，这个就变得更加的重要。
During the last year, I was very concerned of what would happen to the church after COVID.
去年呢，我就在想到，就是说在这个新冠病毒之后，那对教会会发生什么样的情况变化呢？我是很，真的是很关切这个话题。
And at first I was optimistic.
刚开始呢，我还是挺乐观的。
Because for me, when I want to try to think about what is going to happen in the future, I always look back to the past.
因为我原来的习惯就是说，当我想要知道说未来会发生什么情况呢，我总是会去历史上看。
And so I began to read about the pandemic in 1918.
所以呢，我就开始去读在1918年所发生的这个西班牙流感大病毒。
It was very, very similar to COVID.
它跟这个新冠病毒这个疫情呢挺很相似。
The arguments about masks, the arguments about vaccines, all of that happened in 1918.
在1918年呢就开始有这个辩论就是关于是不是戴口罩是不是要打疫苗跟现在一样的。
And in 1918, the churches had to shut down.
然后在1918年那个疫情的时候呢教会也要关门也关门了。
And it was worse because there was no Zoom.
那情况就更糟糕因为那时候也没有这个 Zoom。
But I became very encouraged because as soon as the pandemic was over, the churches reopened and the crowds came back the same as before.
然后呢，我觉得很受鼓励的就是一旦这个疫情结束呢，教会一开门，大家又都涌回来了。
And so I was optimistic.
所以呢，当时我是挺乐观的。
And then I began to think more and became much more concerned.
然后呢我又再仔细的思想我其实就觉得很关切很对这个问题。
I shared this recently with the elders and deacons at the retreat.
然后呢我跟大家在这个长职退休会上跟他们讲过我的这个关这个忧虑这个关切。
I became concerned number one because in 1918,The vast majority of Americans considered themselves part of a church.
因为呢，在1918年的时候呢，这个美国的大多数人都认为自己是教会的一部分。
And so, as soon as the pandemic was over, they returned to what they considered their home, the church.
然后呢，一旦这个疫情结束呢，他们就回到了他们认为是他们的家，就是教会。
Our world is different.
但是我们的现在的世界是不同的。
For the first time in the history of America, right now, just under 50% of Americans consider themselves part of a church.
但是在美国历史上第一次就是说有不到一半的人才认为教会，他们是教会的一部分。
That makes more of a challenge.
这样的挑战面临的挑战就更大。
And the other reason I became concerned is, I said in 1918 there was no Zoom.
然后呢，另外一个我担心的就是刚才提到是，在1918年的时候并没有 Zoom, 网上聚会。
And so everyone was anxious to return to church.
所以每个人都很着急的要回到教会里。
Now it is much more convenient
现在就很
to be in the building.
但是现在呢就很方便了你不需要回到这个教堂里这个建筑物里。
Someone said to me last month, on Sunday, I went to 8 different churches.
有一个人上个星期告诉我说，星期天我去了八个教会。
All day they watched services online.
然后呢，星期天一整天呢，他们就在网上看不同教会的这个崇拜。
And my question was this.
然后我的问题就是，
Which of those churches is your body?
你到底是属于哪个教会呢？你是哪个教会的肢体呢？
Where do you belong?
你属于哪一个教会呢?
If in the middle of the night, your wife ends up in the hospital,
比如说在半夜里你太太要进医院了，
Which of those pastors will you call?
那是你给哪个牧师打电话呢？
Do you have John MacArthur's cell phone number?
你有没有那个约翰麦克阿瑟这个牧师的他的手机呢？
Does Jim Cimbala know which hospital you go to?
或者你知道那个纽约的那个 Jim Cimbala 叫牧师的电话吗？他知道你去哪个教堂医院吗？
Will Rick Warren recognize your name?
或者那个华里克他认识你吗？
Do the members at Willow Creek pray for you when you're sick?
或者是那个大教会巨型教会的这个会员，他们当你生病的时候为你祷告吗？
We need to be part of a body.
我们需要成为身体的一部分。
Part of the problem is this.
这个问题的一部分在于，
AndThis is my fault. I apologize. I was supposed to have about 4 pictures on this, and I failed to include 2 of them.
这个是我的问题。我本来应该放4张照片的，但是只放了2张。
I'll describe the missing pictures.
我给你描述一下那2张不在的图片。
When you get old, you forget.
年纪大了就会忘事儿。
Try not to get old.
我还没有为老的。
If I put up 4 pictures,
如果我放4张照片，
of the 2 I have here, most people when I say a church will think of the building.
当我讲到教会的时候，大家马上会想到这个教堂。
That's part of being a church.
那是成为教会的一部分的其中的一点。
And I think the building is important because it provides a place for the church to meet.
我觉得教堂也是重要的，因为它给我们一个可以聚会的地方。
But please understand that it is the place the church meets. It is not the church.
请你记住，教堂是教会聚集的地方，而不是教会。
Palm Beach Chinese Church is not the building on Lantana Road.
中里滩华人教会不是在那个地方的一个教堂，那个建筑物。
Palm Beach Chinese Church are the people who meet in the building on Lantana Road.
中里滩华人教会是这群在那个地方聚集的人。
The second picture that I remembered shows a church.
然后第二张图片呢就显示了这个教会。
A church that is serving its community.
这个教会呢在服侍他们的社区。
Part of the reason I think we forget this, and part of the reason I think we have lost the importance of the church meeting as a congregation.
就是我们之所以我们就是有时候漏掉了我们作为教会的一个重要的部分，就是
is the third picture that I meant to include here.
是一张我忘了放在这里的图片。
Of a group of students sitting listening to a lecture.
就是一群学生坐在教室里边在听课，听一个讲课。
And when church is no more than the pastor standing and giving us a lecture and we listening.
如果教会仅仅是牧师站在台上给我们讲道，我们在听。
It is very easy to replace that with a YouTube channel.
然后如果只是那样的话呢，那你就用那个油管上的这个频道就可以代替这个。
Because here's the problem.
问题在于
I won't speak for Pastor Zoe.
我不是很的替周牧师讲。
But I'll speak for me.
我就是替我自己来讲。
On the Sundays I preach.
在我星期天讲道的时候。
Rick Warren or John MacArthur or Jim Cimbala are all better speakers than me.
然后呢，就那些大教会的，像约翰·麦克阿瑟呀，还有 Jim Cimbala， 他们都是比我讲得好的讲牧师。
And I'm glad that we are online instead of in person, so I don't hear anyone say Amen.
然后我很高兴，我们是在网上聚会，而不是面对面，要不然大家就在底下说的是啊 ，Amen。
But if all going to church is listening to a speaker lecture, you are better off to watch their lecture than mine.
如果去教会仅仅意味着你就听这个讲员在上面讲道的话，那听他讲的，那你最好还是去在网上去听那个别的那个讲员，因为他们讲的会更好。
If going to church is just listening to the music.
如果你去教会只是为了听那个敬拜的音乐
I will be honest, we will never have a choir at Palm Beach Chinese Church as good as the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
那我们再怎么样，我们教会的诗班永远也赶不上那个布鲁克林的那个诗班。
Now you might be thinking, why are you advertising for a different church?
然后你可能在说，你怎么在替别的教会做广告啊？
I'm not.
我不是。
I am saying to you, the church is more than a performance.
我就是想说的是，教会不单单是一个这样一个表演。
It's more than a building where we go to worship.
不单是一个我们聚集在一起敬拜的一个教堂。
Paul writes to the church of God that is in Corinth.
保罗写给哥林多的教会说，
There was probably no building in Corinth that had a sign out front, the church at Corinth.
在哥林多可能没有任何一个建筑物外边写的是哥林多教会。
They met in people's houses.
因为他们那时候是在家里聚会。
He wrote the churches of Galatia.
他写信给加拉太教会。
These were the believers that met in, or who lived in those areas.
他这些教会呢，就是那些住在那个地区的相信的人，信徒。
But I should say that differently.
但是我应该是用个不同的方式来说，另外一种方式来讲。
Churches were the body of believers that met in those areas.
他是那个基督的身体在那个地区聚会的地方。
You see, as I look at my Zoom screen, I see this.
我看大家的这个，我们现在的这个屏幕，我看到的是这样的。
My name.
是看到你的名字，我的名字。
Wendy.
然后我看到 Wendy， 长明姐，红明姐妹。
I can't read it. Way.
还有黄伟。
Carol,
还有 Carol 姐妹
，Sherry, Bonnie, Jean, Lai，
然后看到很多名字 ，Sherry, Bonnie, Jean。
When Paul refers to the Church of God in Corinth，
当保罗讲到是在哥林多教会神的教会的时候
，He does not mean Wendy who lives in Corinth。
他不是在说是住在哥林多教会的 Wendy。
He means this whole group as a body.
他是讲这整群人，他们作为一个一体。
They are, and the word that Paul uses, the ecclesia, the called out ones.
是保罗用的这个词，就是说他们是被呼召出来的一群。
They are part of a universal body, and they are also part of a local body.
他们是这个普世的教会的一部分，然后呢，也是这个当地教会的一部分。
And for Paul, both of those were important.
对保罗来讲，这个都很重要，两个意义都很重要。
When you are born again, you become part of the universal church.
当你重生的时候，你成为这个普世性教会的一部分。
But you also become part of a local church.
但是你也成为地方教会、当地教会的一部分。
That is why in the early church, every born again believer was a member of the church.
所以这就是为什么在初期教会，每一个重生的基督徒都是当地教会的一部分，都是一个肢体。
When you were baptized, you became a member of the church.
当你一旦受洗，你就成为当地教会的一部分。
Just as much.As an elder or a pastor who had been a member for 30 years.
你就像这个已经是基督已经信主30年40年的这个牧师和这个长老一样是教会的一部分。
We have lost that because we are very much individualist.
我们已经慢慢的失掉了这个理解，因为我们都很强调个体。
We go here, 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 here.
我们去这里那里那里。
Someone told me, I drop my children at this church because they have the best children's program.
有人告诉我说我把孩子放在那个教会，因为那个教会的他们的那个儿童事工非常的好。
But I drop my teenagers at this church because they have a better youth program.
然后呢，我再把这个青少年的这个孩子呢，我那个大一点的孩子呢，放在了另外一个教会，因为他们的青少年的这个事工搞得很好。
And they say, but my wife and I, we go to a third church because we like their music better.
然后呢，我跟我太太去第三个教会，因为我们更喜欢那里的音乐。
We choose churches like we choose restaurants.
我们选择教会就像我们选择餐馆一样。
Which one serves the meal, or the music, or the sermon that I like?
有哪个教会呢？是他提供了一个我喜欢的，或者是饭食，或者是音乐，或者是这个节目，我最喜欢。
But in the creed, the emphasis was we are part of a body.
但是在这个使徒信经里边，他所强调的就是我们是一个身体。
We are part of a family.
我们是。一个家庭的一部分。
The body of Christ is we, not I.
然后呢，基督的身体是我们，而不是我。
You say, but the church has many flaws.
但是你说教会有很多问题啊，有很多缺陷呢。
Yes, it does.
是的，是这样的。
But it is part of God's plan for making us who he wants us to be.
但是这是神计划中的一部分，要把我们塑造成他想让我们成为的人。
You see, you go back to the Garden of Eden, and the first thing that Satan does is to begin to create division.
你看到在伊甸园里，撒旦所做的第一件事情就是来制造这个分裂。
Satan does not come to Eve and say, you should shake your fist at God and rebel.
然后撒旦不是到夏娃面前说，你应该在神面前跟他挥拳头，你应该反抗。
He says,
他说，
God is keeping something good from you.
哦，神把那个一些好的东西给你藏起来，不让你享用。
Already that is creating a division between Eve and God.
他已经开始在那里 在神和夏娃之间制造这种分裂之。
When someone comes to you and says, you know, your best friend is hiding something from you.
如果有人跑到你跟前跟你说，你知道吗？你那个好朋友啊，他有些东西是瞒着你呢。
It creates division.
那个就制造了分歧。
As soon as Adam and Eve eat the fruit.
那个亚当跟夏娃一旦吃了那个禁果。
The division grows.
他们的之间的分歧分裂就开始越来就开始增加。
Adam and Eve hide from God. They're divided.
然后呢亚当夏娃就在神面前躲藏他们已经分开了。
And then listen to what Adam says.
然后你听听那个亚当他怎么说的。
The woman you gave me. Gave me the...
他说你所赐给我的女人她把果子给我。
Adam and Eve are divided. They're pointing their finger at each other.
现在呢这个亚当跟夏娃就互相指责然后就已经分歧已经分裂了。
From the rest of their life.
就从那个他们的余生都是这样的。
When Adam is sweating and struggling with the weeds, he's going to be saying,This is Eve's fault.
然后当亚当在这个地里边这个汗流满面的时候在那里耕种的时候就说都是夏娃的错。
And when Eve was having a baby.
当夏娃这个生孩子的时候。
And it hurts.
然后很痛。
She is going to scream at Adam, this is your fault.
然后他就开始冲着这个亚当喊说都是你的错。
Division.
然后你看到他们之间的这个分歧分裂。
The Tower of Babel, the world is divided.
然后在巴别塔这个世界就分开分裂了。
And God's purpose becomes to reunite us.
然后神的那个心意就是把大家连接起来，联合起来。
At Pentecost.
在五旬节。
Remember that at Babel, one of the signs is the languages are divided.
然后呢在巴别塔呢其中呢有一个这个标志呢就是这个神变乱了人的语言。
At Pentecost, everyone can hear in their own language. They are united.
但是呢在五旬节呢每个人都可以听到自己的这个当地的方言他们又重新联合在一起。
And when we come to Revelation and we see a picture of God's ultimate purpose for the future.
然后呢到了启示录我们看到神对未来的最终的这个图心意。
John says there will be a multitude that no one could number from every nation, from every language.
然后约翰说就看到一群人没有人能数得过来从各族各方。
And they're going to be praising God in unity.
然后呢他们就同声赞美神。
God's purpose to reunite us will be fulfilled.
神让把我们重新合一把我们连接在一起的这个旨意会成就。
Until then,
直到那个时候
We live in between Babel and Revelation.
我们就活在这个巴别和这个巴别塔和启示录之间。
And the church is God's plan for accomplishing that.
然后呢，教会就是神来成就这一切的这个途径。
In the fourth century,
在公元四世纪的时候。
The Nicene Creed expanded the words of the Apostles' Creed.
这个尼西亚信经就扩展了这个使徒信经。
And it gave us four marks of the church.
它给了教会的四个特征。
I believe in one.
他说我信独一。
Holy.
神圣。
Universal.
大公
and apostolic church
使徒的教会
and that's what we're going to be looking at
然后这就是今天我们要看的。
Those characteristics of the church.
那个就是教会的特征。
First of all, he says, they say the church is one.
第一个他讲到说教会是一体。
Listen to Paul in Ephesians 4.
请你听保罗在以弗所第四章所说的。
Talking about the church.
他在讲论教会。
One body.
他说是一个是一体。
One spirit.
一信。
One hope.
一个指望。
One Lord.
只有圣灵只有一个一主。
One faith.
一信。
One baptism.
一洗。
One God.
一神。
It's been three or four weeks since I worked on this lesson, wrote this lesson.
然后呢，这已经好讲了。自从开始讲《使徒信经》，已经好多个星期过去了。
I spent all day on a Wednesday working on this lesson.
就我刚才翻错了，就是说是从星期三开始，我就开始准备教会这一课。
And so I was thinking about this lesson.
所以我在想我们这个课的时候。
On Thursday, and I went down to visit someone in West Palm.
然后星期四的时候我去探访一个人。
And on the way to his house, I passed a section that had four churches side by side.
然后呢，我在去的路上呢，我就经过一个路口，那边呢，那个路口有四个教会，就是挨着。
Street most of you have driven on, and it right there, four churches, two of them on one side of the street and two on the other facing each other.
然后呢，这个四个教会就是两个在路的这边，两个在路的那边，就是面对，就是就在路的两边。
The day before I had been working on this lesson.
然后呢，星期三呢，我就在想这一课。
And I drove there and I began to laugh.
然后我经过那个路口的时候我就开始笑。
The church is four?
他说教会是四个吗？
How does anyone decide which one to go to?
然后那人怎么决定说我应该去哪个教会呢？
I imagined that every Sunday a person could go to a different one each week.
然后我想说那个每一个星期天呢，这个人呢，一个他可以去每个星期天去一个不同的教会。
But the more I thought about it,
然后我越思想
，the four different congregations does not mean the church has to be divided.
然后呢，有四群这个四群人，就是说，并不意味着教会要被分开。
Some people have said, because of Paul's teaching, there should only be one congregation in the city. Everyone should be part of the same church.
然后有人就说，因为保罗教导说，在身体只有一个，那么整个城市里边应该就只有一，每个人都应该只去一个教会，应该只有一个教会。
I really don't think that's what Paul is trying to say.
但是我不觉得那个是保罗所教导的。
Because as the, remember they met in homes.
你要知道他们当时聚会是在家里边。
And so as the church grew, they would have had to meet in different places.
所以呢，当教会增长的时候呢，那他们必须要在不同的家里边，家庭里聚会。
But Paul says, even if there are 10 different congregations in Ephesus.
他保罗说的是，就在以弗所教会，哪怕有十个不同的群体。不同的会众
one church.
那仍然是一个教会。
The church is the bride of Christ.
教会是耶稣基督的新娘、新妇。
And Jesus has only one bride.
耶稣基督只有一个新妇。
And so Paul in Ephesians says, Christ has broken down the wall that divided Jew and Gentile.
就在以弗所，保罗说，耶稣已经把犹太人跟外邦人中间隔断的墙给拆毁了。
And he has joined us together in a new body, the church.
他已经将两下合而为一，成为一个，造成一个新人。
Christ is the cornerstone for this.
耶稣基督是这一切的房角石。
And he is building us together into a dwelling place for God.
他把我们建造成神可以居住的圣殿。
Now, if we were meeting together, I could ask you, what do we call in the Bible the place where God dwelled?
如果我们在一起的话，我可以问大家，就是说我们怎么称呼，我们怎么叫就是神居住的所在呢？
Maybe someone can answer real quick.
有谁要很快的回答一下吗？
Place called where God lived, dwelled.
神居住的所在，被称为什么呢？有谁要回答一下？我已经把声音打开了。有没有谁要？Heavenly Palace. There is a chat.
You mean in heaven?
Heavenly Palace. Yeah, they said.
Okay. But where did he dwell among his people on earth?
就是在问的是说在地上神居住在什么地方呢？神居住的所在称为什么呢？有谁要回答吗？
圣所。
They said the sanctuary, the holy place.
Okay, yes. All right. The temple. The
就是称为圣殿、yeah. 是这个圣所。
Paul is saying we are being built together as the temple for God.
保罗说我们就像圣殿被建造，我们也同样被建造成为神居住的所在。
You see, I think this is very important.
我觉得这个是非常的重要。
Because sometimes we sit in church.
有的时候我们就坐在教会里。
And it's worse during COVID.
然后呢，就是比这个在这个新冠病毒时候还麻烦。
Because we sit and we...Half of the rows are blocked off.
因为呢，在教会里边呢，有一半的这个座位呢，是把它给封起来了。
And there is tape to mark where we must sit.
然后呢，就给我们都贴了个小一个标志，就是说你可以坐这儿，你坐那儿。
And I'm not criticizing that. It was important.
我不是在批评，这个很重要。
But it makes it hard to realize we together.Are the temple where God is living.
然后呢，但是这一切让我们比较难以理解，就是说我们大家一起是神所居住的所在。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体。
We are one body.
我们是一个身体。
The church is one.
教会是一体，是一。
Now, Paul will also show that we are one, but we are also many.
然后保罗也显示说我们是一，但是我们有也有很多。
He will say in 1 Corinthians, we are a hand, we are a foot, we are an eye.
他在哥林多前书会讲我们有的是眼睛，有的是手，有的是脚。
We each have our gifts.
我们每个人都有自己的恩赐。
We don't all have the same gifts.
我们不都有一样的恩赐。
That's what gives the church its diversity, its variety.
这就是给教会的多样性。
That's one reason we have different congregations.
这就是为什么我们有不同的会众。
We will have different doctrinal ideas.
我们会对一些教义有一些不同的理解。
We will have different ways to worship.
我们有不同的敬拜方式。
And so we will have different congregations.
所以我们也有不同的会众。
But we are still one body.
但是我们仍然是一个身体。
Ephesians, Paul is saying we have spiritual unity even when we are in different congregations.
保罗说我们即使是不同的会众，我们仍然有这种属灵上的这种一体，这种联合。
Because we are one body in Christ.
因为我们是在基督里的一体。
Through Christ, we are united with other believers.
是靠着耶稣基督，我们跟别的信徒联合。
Someone a while back asked me, when will you teach a Sunday school class about the church and politics?
然后呢，很早，前一阵有人问我，什么时候你在主日学你会讲这个教会和政治？
I don't know.
我不知道。
But I do want to say this.
但是我想说这一点。
As a believer,
作为基督徒相信的人。
I am one body.
我是一体，我们是一体。
With a fellow believer.
和一个同另外一个信徒。
Who disagrees with me entirely about politics.
在这个政治上跟我的观点是完全不同的。
And in our world where everything centers around politics.
在我们现在的世界，很多事情的中心就在于现在的政治。
We forget, I am closer. I am one body with a person who disagrees with me about politics.
我跟这个在政治上观点跟我不同的人，我们是更近。
I am closer to that person.
我跟那个人是更接近的，更亲近的。
Than I am to a person who agrees with me on every single political issue.
跟一个在政治上跟我观点完全一致。
And who is not a believer.
但是不是一个信主的人，不相信神。
And if I never ever come back to talk about politics.
如果我以后不再谈政治。
Don't forget that.
不要忘记这一点。
Because in our world, we feel often more united with someone who shares our politics than someone who shares our faith in Christ.
因为在我们现在的世界，我们觉得跟就是跟这个跟我们政治观点一样的人呢，跟他更近，而不是说跟我们在信心上更一致的人更接近。
Paul was a Roman citizen.
保罗是一个罗马公民。
He disagreed politically with people who weren't Roman citizens.
Won't a war?
We're not.
他跟那个不是罗马公民的这些人的政治观点是不同的。
There were some huge political differences in the first century.
在公元第一世纪也有很大的这个政治上的这个不同意见。
And there were Christians on both sides.
然后呢，这个不同，两方都有基督徒。
But they were one body in Christ.
但是他们在基督里是一体。
Don't ever try to expel a person from the body of Christ because they differ about politics.
不要因为一个人的这个政治上的观点不同而感觉把这个人给把这个人给驱逐出去。
We are one.
我们是一体的。
I'll be honest, that can be difficult.
我得承认这点是是挺不容易的，挺困难的。
There are times when I think, how can a person think that?
有的时候会觉得这个人怎么会这么想。
But I have to recognize we are one body if we serve.One Lord.
但是有一点我必须要提醒自己，就是说要承认说我们是一个身体，我们服侍同一位主。
Someday perhaps I'll come back to that because there are some principles that we need to understand, but I'm not going to do it today.
也许以后，今天我没时间了，以后我会讲，就是这里面是有一些原则。
Let me try to get through one more of these today. The church is one, and then the church is holy.
然后另外一个就是教会是一体，教会是神圣的。
This part of the creed started with, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
然后这一段的这个部分的这个信经的始于就是说我信圣灵。
And then the next line, the Holy Catholic Church.
然后下边就是神圣公知教会。
And it's in that order because any holiness in the church comes from the Holy Spirit.
因为教会所有的任何神圣跟这个圣洁都来自于圣灵。
I told you that the word that is translated church is a word, ecclesia, that means the ones who have been called out.
那个教会的这个翻译是来自于一个叫 ecclesia, 这个词的意思是说被呼召出来的一群。
We have been called out of the world and formed into a new body.
我们是从这个世界里被呼召出来成为一体。
And so Paul says, you are a, I'm sorry, Peter says, you are a chosen race.
所以彼得说你们是被拣选的族类。
A royal priesthood.
是有君尊的祭司。
A holy nation.
是圣洁的国度。
A people for God's own possession.
是属神的子民。
And the end of that verse, he has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Now, when I say we are one holy church,
当我说我们是一个圣洁的教会的时候，
that does not mean the church is a club of people who are very saintly who have joined together.
那并不意味着教会就是一个非常有这个圣徒的这个像圣徒的这样子一个人聚集的一个俱乐部。
In fact, I would say it like this.
我要这样讲。
The church is a group of people who are not saintly.
而是一群不像圣徒的这样一群人的聚集。
But whom God is making into saints.
但是神在把他们塑造成让他们成为圣徒。
And he is using the church to accomplish it.
然后神呢要用教会来完成这个目标这个旨意。
Augustine said the church is like a hospital.
然后奥古斯丁说教会就像一所医院。
Full of sick people.
就是充满了这个病人。
Who are desperately hoping to be cured.
就是真的是非常希望能够被治好。
You know, Paul over and over says that the church is made up of saints.
保罗不断地强调说教会是由圣徒组成的。
And many people, when they hear that word saint, they think of a stained glass window.
当人们一听到圣徒这个词就想到了那个玻璃那个彩绘玻璃。
With people with halos over their head.
然后这圣徒就是头上有光环。
Who are great saints who fast long, many days.
然后是这个伟大的圣徒就是禁食好多天。
I was in service yesterday morning at Palm Beach.
昨天我在教会。
I looked around.
然后我就四围搜看一下。
And no one had a halo.
没有一个人头上有光环。
That's not what it means to be a saint.
那个不是圣徒的含义。
When Paul says a saint, he means a person who has been called out from the world.
当保罗讲到圣徒的时候，他是指这个被从世界上呼召出来的这个人。
Who has been born again into a new relationship with Jesus Christ.
是重生跟耶稣基督有一个新的有关系。
And who now through the power of the Holy Spirit is living a holy life.
然后是靠着圣灵的大能过一个圣洁的生活。
They are not saints because they are naturally good people.
他们不是说因为他们天生是一个很好的人所以是圣徒。
They are saints because they belong to Christ Jesus.
他们是因为属于耶稣基督，所以才是圣徒。
You know, I am not good at science.
我不擅长科学。
I always feel a little embarrassed at Palm Beach because I know everyone in the building knows more about science than I do.
我在我们教会的时候呢，每次呢都觉得有点不好意思，因为呢，周围的人都是科学家，都很擅长科学。
A little bit I know is this.
但是我知道关于科学的一点点是。
The moon has no light of its own.
就是月亮它本身是不发光的。
And if I get an email today from one of you saying, no, scientists have figured this is different, then I'll give up.
有人给我今天发邮件说，哦，科学家不是这么认为的，那我就放弃了。
The moon has no light. It reflects the light of the sun.
月亮本身是不发光的，它不过是反射了太阳的光芒。
Sometimes we will look at the moon and say, look how bright it is.
然后有时候我们看的月亮说，今天的晚上的月亮真亮啊。
It really isn't.
那其实不是。
When we say the moon is so bright tonight,
当我们说今天晚上的月光很亮的时候，
what we really mean is,
我们真正的意思是，
the moon is brilliantly reflecting the light from the sun.
是月亮这非常就是非常充分的就是反射了太阳的光芒。
And when Paul says, you are holy.
当保罗说你们是圣洁的时候，
what he means is this.
他的意思是，
you are reflecting the brilliant holiness of Jesus.
你们在反射耶稣基督这个荣耀的圣洁。
That's what it means to be a holy church.
那就是成为一个圣洁的教会的意义。
Let me finish this.
让我们继续来讲，结束的时候这样。
In 2000,
在公元2000年，
the city of Austin, Texas wanted a motto for their city.
这个德州的这个奥斯汀呢，想要他们的城市有一个座右铭。
And they realized that for many people, Austin was a very strange city.
对很多人来讲，这个奥斯汀呢是一个挺奇怪的城市。
And so someone on the committee said, you know, other people say our town is weird.
他说有人就说有的人说我们的这个城市挺奇怪的，挺。
And they decided to make this their town motto.
所以他们就要把这一句呢成为他们城市的这个座右铭。
Keep Austin weird.
Keep, H-E-A-P. 哦，他说保持这个，请保持奥斯汀继续的这个很奇怪。
They were saying, we want to be different than the other towns.
他们又是表明说我们想要跟别的城市不同。
We don't want to be like everyone else.
我们不想说都像别人。
Can I suggest this?
我可不可以建议大家这样的？
We live in a world we live in a world that has left very much God's principles.
我们所生活的世界基本上已经完全偏离了神的这个教训，神的这个神的道理。
And so I think when we say the church is holy, what we are saying is,
当我们说教会是圣洁的时候，我们所要讲说，要讲的是
keep the church weird.
就是继续的保持教会很奇怪。
Don't let the church be like the world around us.
不要让教会跟周围的世界一样。
The world around us is selfish.
我们周围的世界都很自私。
We should care for our neighbor more than ourselves.
我们应该更照料我们邻舍的需要。
The world around us brags about sexual perversion.
然后我们周围的世界以他们这种在性上的这种堕落还变态来自夸。
We should be sexually pure.
但是我们在这种性上边，我们要是洁净的。
The world around us is greedy and looking out for themselves.
然后我们周围的世界贪婪，都在寻求自己的利益。
We should be generous and caring for others.
我们应该慷慨，也照顾别人。
We should be weird.
我们应该在别人的眼中是很怪异的。
I don't think that the deacons will agree to put a sign out front.
我不觉得执事会可能会同意在外边放个牌子。
That's okay.
那没关系。
But within our class,
但是在我们的课上,
I think maybe this should be our motto.
那应该成为我们的这样子一个格言，一个座右铭。
Keep Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel weird.
保持我们中理堂华人教会的这种不寻常。
To be different.
就是跟周围不同。
To be separated.
就这样分离，分开。
To be holy.
成为圣洁。
That's what it means to be the church.
那就是教会的意思。
We'll finish this next week.
我们下星期把这个讲完。
But on Sunday,
但是在星期天,
when you come to church,
当你去教会的时候,
look around,
就是周围看一下,
and realize,
就是你意识到,
I am part of body.
我是这个身体的一部分。
It's not just me and you, it's us.
不是你我，而是我们。
And our small congregation is part of a bigger body.
我们这个小的，我们这个会众又是大的这个身体的一部分。
What we will see next Monday is that our congregation is part of a universal body from all ages.
然后呢，下个星期我们会看到我们这个会众，我们的又是整从历史历代以来的整个普世性的教会的身体的一部分。
So don't think, ah, we are just this tiny little congregation.
不要觉得我们只是这个小小的一个教会，一个会众而已。
We are a body.
我们是一个身体。
One holy church.
而是一个独一圣洁神圣的教会。
Next week, we'll see what it means to be Catholic and to be apostolic.
然后下星期我们看这个大公，这个使徒的教会是什么意思。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, would you help us to see the importance of being part of the church?
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们看到成为教会的一部分，成为教会一部分的重要性。
That it's not just a social organization that we join.
不是一个社交的一个俱乐部，一个组织，不是一个社会的组织我们所加入的。
But it's a body.
而是一个身体。
It is your bride.
是你的心腹。
Help us to value that the way you do.
让我们像你那样子来看重教会。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.